Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Goins from the Reimagine Schools podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Leader of Learning podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Dan Krynas, and this is where I help educators grow their impact as instructional leaders. Because my research and leadership experiences have led me to understand that someone like you, regardless of your role or your title, can have a tremendous impact on your organization. I chat with inspiring guests who are truly making an impact as instructional leaders. Whether this is your first time listening or you've come back for more, I hope you've subscribed to this show on your preferred podcast app so you don't miss any of the great episodes, topics, or guests. Anyway, I'm so glad you've tuned in. Now let's get started. Hey, Leader of Learning, and welcome into episode 139. Something that I don't want to do too much or all the time on this podcast is to focus heavily on educational technology. But at the end of the day, that is my day-to-day work as an instructional coach for digital learning. And so I wanted to share in the next two episodes, this one and also episode 140, some interviews that I did and some things that I learned while I was at the ISTE Live 22 conference in New Orleans. So in this episode, I'm going to feature two interviews that I did, one with the Cami company and two with Vex Robotics. I think you can learn a lot from these interviews, and I think that if you're not using these tools already in your schools, that you and the teachers that you work with, and of course, the students would get a lot of value out of them. And so that's why I want to present these interviews to you. So without further ado, here are my interviews with Cami and Vex. In my interview with Cami, I interviewed Cami's CEO and co-founder, Henji Wang. Cami was recently named Time 100's Most Influential Companies and is leading the charge in the edtech space with their innovative digital classroom tool that's currently used by half of all K-12 schools in the U.S. The education tool allows teachers to effectively grade and provide tailored feedback on assignments based on a student's individual learning ability while enriching the learning experience online and in person. Here's my interview with Henji.
We're back at ISTE Live 22. I'm here at the Cami booth with Henji. It's great to meet you. I know Cami, but assuming anyone watching or listening doesn't really know Cami, what would you tell them about it?
Well, Cami is this great interactive classroom platform that allows you to take any piece of curriculum or document and really bring your class or content to life by making it more interactive. You can annotate on it. It works with any learning management system like Google Classroom or Schoology or Canvas. And it's just a great way to get the kids more engaged in your content. So you can draw, you can annotate, you can highlight, you can leave comments, give feedback in real time, do group collaborative projects. And there's a lot more to Cami than what I'm doing justice right now, but that's just the thing that people love about our product is that ease of use and engagement.
I know me and the teachers I support, probably like so many educators out there, get started with Cami because they're looking for a tool to have kids be able to annotate on a PDF, let's say. But like you said, Cami is so much more, right? And I told you before we hit record here, I said there were some members of my team from my district who came here and learned some things about Cami even today, and they were blown away because it's so much more, like you said. So take us through maybe a little bit more of that transition, so to speak, from simple, what can we do with it, annotate over a PDF, right? And then into some of the more advanced stuff.
Yeah, that's a great trend. Thing that we do is that SAMR model. You know, we substitute the replacement of, you know, from printing paper and dealing with that paper stuff. Easy substitute with Cami, but then we can then allow you to add video onto your document, so you can easily go and scaffold it with a video of yourself of doing a question, so that your kids can go and follow and repeat. You can also have the kids record a video of themselves doing the work, whether it's recording their screen or if you have kids that don't know how to type yet or are ELL, they can easily go and describe what they're trying to solve or how they're about to solve it so that you can still give, you know, a meaningful engagement with their learning. And all of this happens in real time. So you can easily go and monitor what the kids are doing before they've submitted and turned in their work. You can give them hints and feedback. And you can then go and, you know, even if you have kids that haven't turned in their work, you can go and submit it on their behalf as well. So there's so much more. And we have this great Kami library now of turnkey resources, of like the Freya model, for instance, that you can just simply bring up onto your interactive whiteboard and start using with your kids right away and having them jump onto the same document in real time and collaborate. It's all really cool.
It's like sort of like a template?
Yeah, it's sort of a turnkey library of templates that you can start using. And you can easily also add additional pages to the end of your doc if you've already got an existing piece of curriculum that you're working off of. And we have a great split merge tool that a lot of our teachers start with so that they can mix and match different resources. They can extract a chapter out of a large book and only focus on that, for instance, or build a booklet ahead of time, a portfolio ahead of time before the school year starts to send out to the kids. So there's a lot of different modalities that we support. And this is one of the things that we're so good at is we're really flexible to the different learning needs out there.
That's great. And you talk so much like an educator. It's great. I don't know your background. You speak like an educator. You probably were one or are. When it comes to how far Kami's come, I know since I've dabbled in it a little bit over the last couple of years, you guys have done a lot and you've added a lot. We're at ISTE, which is usually the place to talk about kind of where we're going as a company and how we're going to continue to innovate and help educators. Where are you guys going? Where's Kami going next?
Yeah, we're really excited to, you know, really present a few things for back to school this year. One of them is being able to push changes out to kids while you're working on your template documents. So in Google Classroom, you can send out individual copies to all the kids, but then using your own copy, you can go and type in your notes as you're teaching them with a button push out all of your notes to the kids as you're doing them, right? So it's not just about pushing out notes in real time, but also any corrections if you're doing an assignment or assessment, pushing out any hints. It's just a great piece of technology that we built. The other part of that is in providing feedback and grading. So we've developed a new Kami grader that allows you to see all the kids' work side by side, page by page, and it's all in the same. So you just scroll and you see all of your kids in your class. And it's just a great way to interact with them in real time. So every time you make an annotation on Jimmy's, you know, part of that document, they all get it on their side. So we've had a lot of feedback that is amazing, that people, it's going to transform the way that they manage the classroom. You just can't do that with Google Docs or any other LMS. So we were really excited about those few things. And then in the future, we've got something down the line of called Kami Activities. So being able to add a multi-choice selection or multi-choice answer or question to it that you can go and answer, as well as creating a text box that kids can go in and pre-fill, and we'll auto-grade those things. And not just that, but also auto-grade and pass a grade back to your learning management system, so Google Classroom or Schoology or whatever. So there's a few things like that we're really excited about. And then layering that on top is our assessments mode. So it makes running assessments inside of Kami on any form of existing curriculum, on whether it's auto-graded questions or questions where you have to write, show your workings with a pen and or our equation tool or our text tool, that assessment mode is gonna be able to give you control back so that kids can't go and share the test with someone else. If the timer finishes, you can go and submit their work right away and stop them from being able to cheat or being able to copy paste anything onto their documents or use spell check. You know, so there's a lot of really great features about that assessments mode that we're really excited about that will work really well alongside some of the things that we just spoke about.
Sounds like you got a lot going on. Congratulations on everything, and good luck to you and everybody with where you're headed. If teachers or schools or districts want to learn more about bringing Cami on, getting started with it, where do they go, who do they talk to, and what are their next steps?
So we have millions of teachers that are and love the product. We've got a great community, so they can go to our community, so on whether it's Twitter, our Facebook educators group, to ask a real teacher how they use it in class and get support that way. They can reach out to us at support@camiapp.com. They can visit a lot of our, we've got a bunch of different resources and videos through our Cami Certified program. We've got a level 1 and 2 that's now available, and you get a certificate at the end of it. It's self-paced. It's got some great content about really basic uses of Cami all the way up to the real advanced uses. So those are all the great ways to be able to connect with us.
Excellent. Angie, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
In my interview with Vex Robotics, I interviewed Jason McKenna, the Director of Global Educational Strategy for Vex. Vex Robotics is the leader in providing educational and competitive robotics products to schools, universities, and robotics teams around the world. Teaching the fundamentals of STEM and computer science, learning at an early age is pivotal, especially when done through fun, hands-on activities that help young students perceive coding and engineering in a positive way. Vex Robotics does just that with an array of products and programs for all ages and skill levels. Here's my interview with Jason McKenna.
We're here at ISTE Live 22. I'm here with Jason from Vex Robotics. I'm excited to talk about what's going on with Vex Robotics. And I guess first we'll start with just, what is Vex Robotics in case anyone doesn't know?
Great, thank you for a pleasure to be here. So Vex Robotics, we like to say that we are the world leader in STEM education. We say it for a couple different reasons. Number one, our solutions are used in over 160 countries worldwide. Tens of thousands of students use our stuff every single day. We also have the world's largest robotics competition, so 20,000 very enthusiastic kids descended upon Dallas, Texas in May of this year, representing over 40 countries. And the third thing is we have the Vex Continuum. So as you can kind of see here on the wall, we have products that span kindergarten all the way through high school. So really being able to implement Vex across an entire school, across multiple grade levels, not only build the capacity of the students, but also build capacity of the teachers.
If a school wants to get started with Vex, what's sort of the initial step, right? The baby steps into the process? Because I know for me, I don't see it a ton in school. I think in my own school, it's maybe an after-school club. Yep. But how do schools typically get started with it?
So honestly, the thing about STEM and computer science, it's different in everywhere that you go. I've had the pleasure to talk to teachers all over the world, and everyone's doing STEM and computer science differently. You have a very enthusiastic teacher that wants to get started with the robotics team, and that's great. Or you have a visionary administrator, superintendent, or curriculum instructor that does want to implement STEM across K-12 because they feel it's really important to be able to do. With Vex, since we're worldwide, we also have countries. Like Barbados is a great example. Barbados has a service-based economy. But with COVID, that of course shut down, they realized they had to transfer their economy to more of a knowledge-based economy. So they're implementing our solutions across all students across the entire country. So really, it just depends upon what your goals are, what you want to be able to do, and what you can actually implement and absorb as a school. Of course, teachers are being asked to do more every single day with everything that's going on. So the last thing you want is implementation fatigue amongst your teachers. So really, it's about what you're comfortable doing and what you want to be able to do. And what we try to do is provide a solution for you. If you want an after-school club, you want to do a summer camp, you want to roll out a semester worth of stuff, whatever it is you want to be able to do, we want to provide the answer for you so you feel comfortable doing that.
How far has Vex come over the years, and where are you guys headed? I know, you know, ISTE is usually a perfect time to kind of launch some things and talk about where the company and the product wants to go. So how's that working at Vex?
So that's a great question. So Vex actually got started. Our two founders, Tony Norman, Bob Mimlich, are two engineers. They actually got started back in the late 90s in Tony's garage mentoring a high school robotics team. So that's actually how Vex originally got started to where we are now with offices all over the world and everything I mentioned mentioned at the very beginning. What we've worked really hard the last couple years is building out our STEM continuum. So starting with VEX 1, 2, 3 with our very young students and going to VEX Go, VEX IQ, VEX EXP in our work cell to build out that STEM continuum. What we're really focused on right now is building out a computer science continuum. So we developed VexCode VR during the pandemic, which is our virtual robotic system, so teachers and students can stay connected to STEM and computer science during the pandemic. But it's been successful beyond we ever imagined for it to do. So now we have teachers in school using VexCode VR. We want to continue now to build out that computer science continuum. I'll actually be at CSTA in July talking about the software developing to help transition students from blocks to text-based coding. It's called Switch. That's something we're really excited about. We're going to be doing beta testing with schools in the fall on that. So we're really excited about being able to build out a computer science continuum just like we've built out our STEM continuum for the last few years.
So I'm hearing we're advanced now into VR, which I think is so cool. And you said block to text. Can you explain that just a little bit more?
So if you think about teaching computer science, we know from research that blocks is a great way to begin students with computer science because it allows you to focus on sequencing and algorithm development and those types of things and not do I put a comma here, do I put a parenthesis here, all those different syntax errors. But we also know that transitioning students from blocks to text can be very difficult. So going from a block-based environment to now saying, go code in text is not really helpful for students. So we're building in VexCode, our coding software, scaffolding for students so they don't just have to go into text all on it. It's on a one transition. They have to go into text all on their own. But instead, we can actually scaffold that process so they can go from blocks to text in a more scaffolded way. And we're really excited about that, working with researchers to be able to do it well and to be implemented correctly. And that's what I mentioned, we'll be doing the beta test in the fall for that. I'll be presenting on that next month at CSTA.
I don't know if your background is in education, but clearly you've been involved in education because that word scaffolding really resonates, right?
Yeah.
That's so awesome. No, that I mean, just me personally, I have thought of VEX in terms of the leader in the robotic space over the years. To hear that you guys are continuing to advance to the point at which you want to scaffold, right? We see that it's for every age, and we're going from one age level to the next, but also now really thinking about those computer science skills and the coding, going from the block to the, I don't know much about it, but it sounds like that's the way we're headed. So if schools, districts, even individual teachers are interested in learning more, where do they go? Who do they talk to?
Yeah, so the best place to go is just vexrobotics.com. You can see everywhere on there. If you want to see the free curriculum that we have, you can check that out at education.vex.com. If you want information about how to get started, you can go to getstarted.vex.com. But any of those three websites will give you the information that you need to help you get started with VEX.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Great
Thanks
job.
For everything.
I really appreciate your time. It was wonderful talking with you. Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed these interviews with both Cami and VEX Robotics. For more information on how you can get a hold of these products, find out more about their services, definitely head to the show notes, episode 139. So it's leaderoflearning.com/episode139. And all the links to both Cami and VEX and all their company information will be in the show notes. I hope you're enjoying your summer break. I hope that you're not going back to school too soon, but if you are, lots of luck as we head into the 22-23 school year. It's got to be better, in my opinion, than the 21-22 school year. Anyway, I'll have a few more of these interviews coming out in the next episode, but enjoy your summer, and hopefully you're also finding a way to balance work and life and resting and rejuvenating while still trying to get ramped back up and excited about next school year. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so yet, don't forget to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoy the content covered on this show, I want to ask you to do this one thing for me. Please share it. The biggest favor you could ever do for me is to please let others know about what I am doing and how I am helping educators grow their impact as instructional leaders. I hope you can share this podcast with other educators, leaders, friends, or anyone you think would love listening and learning. If you're interested in leaving a positive rating and review of this show, links to do so are always in the show notes for every episode. For more information about me or this show, and to access the great content that I share, please visit my website at leaderoflearning.com. That's where you can find my online courses, YouTube channel, blog, how to connect with me on social media, and even ways that you can support the show, like donating or purchasing Leader of Learning merchandise. Thanks again, and remember, no matter who you are or where you are you are a leader of learning.